Hello, this is Duncan Newcomer. Welcome to Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. Boys, now I've got you. Boys, now I've got you. Doesn't sound too spiritual, does it? He gleefully surprised his young friends there in southern Indiana one day while with those very words, words not found etched on the walls of the Lincoln Memorial. Now, who were these boys Lincoln had got? We only know the name of one of them for sure, one Joseph C. Richardson, because he told the story years later. Lincoln may have cut a lonely figure out there on the American frontier, but he was a part of the real community called Gentryville in Pigeon Creek, Little Pigeon Creek. He had lots of friends. Within a mile of the Lincoln cabin, there were 9 families with 49 children. And within 5 miles, there were 4 times as many families. But he figured out who it was that was stealing melons from the Lincoln farm, and he knew just where they'd be headed as they stole away with the melons. Now, I've lived in southern Indiana, and melons are pretty popular out there. They're called Posey County melons. We'd call them cantaloupes, but big ones. But back to Lincoln. What do you suppose he did after he'd caught his friends melon-handed? Well, according to Joe Richardson, he cracked a few jokes and then sat down with them and joined in eating some of the contraband melons. Most likely he was already over 6 feet tall and all big bones and muscle by this time. Most likely they never forgot being caught. Most likely they never tried it again. Yet more than his powerful enforcement, you'd expect they also always remembered how he let them off easy. And even more astonishingly, how he joined them in sharing the fruits of their crime. How he converted them from being petty criminals to common friends. The melon thief story is a parable, a story teaching a spiritual lesson, but it's also probably historically true. If not, one historian told me, it certainly should be. Lincoln had a heart for such unique generosity. It is one of his spiritual values to affirm people and to deal generously with them, even those who would try to steal from him. Like when South Carolina tried to steal the American Union away, trying to secede from the nation. We can wonder how Abraham Lincoln became so generous of heart. He had a strong, kind, gentle mother and an extraordinary stepmother who held together a very divided house. But Lincoln also had books, books that taught him lessons. In his year and a bit of schooling, he learned to read aloud, along with everyone else. They actually called it Blab School. And all of his life, Lincoln did most of his private reading out loud. Now, at school, one of his readers was called Murray's English Reader. Here are 2 quotes that were bred in his bones by the time he caught his melon thief friends. Revenge dwells in little minds. Revenge dwells in little minds. Lincoln knew he did not have a little mind, therefore revenge was not for him. But even more to the point of his spiritual virtues, both with how he dealt with his young friends and how he dealt with the southern states as the Civil War ended. This quote, "To have your enemy in your power and yet to do him good is the greatest heroism." That was how he treated his friends. That was how he treated the South. He certainly caught them stealing away the country. But he was a hero not because he won, but because he planned to do them good. Abraham Lincoln was a spiritual man, and his spirit continues to teach and to inspire us. The quiet fire of his generous spirit continues to light us down to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.